homes, and ours is one of them. And we're doing something a little different this summer, though maybe we've done this in past summers too. So this summer, we're encouraging people to read every day. They don't have to read every day, but we're encouraging people to. It's a good thing to do. And so we have a little card that you'll be able to pick up at the library. And every day you read, you circle the day. And then you stop by the library by August 22nd and you show your card. And for each book that you've read, you get a raffle ticket. And you get entered in a raffle to win some fun prizes.
What are the prizes?
There's going to be a mix of things. So some of them are going to be books, some will be activities. There'll be some gift cards.
Like what?
So it'll be like a real mix.
I want to hear.
You'll see.
How do you get a card?
You can pick up a card at the library.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And we're also going to be doing the backpack giveaways again this year, where we'll have backpacks with craft supplies and activities
Do you
and
get backpacks?
yeah, and they're backpacks that you get to keep. And then kids can also pick out a couple free books to keep as well. So that'll be fun. You can put those in your backpack. And for tweens and teens, we're doing some craft kits over the summer, where we'll have weekly craft kits that you can pick up.
That's
And we have tons of programming, so many programs happening.
for anyone living in the Hudson area. I mean, which is probably going to be most people listening to this, obviously. So there is a program that I did last summer. It was so much fun. I did it with my friends and it was the best. And it's called Hack the Library. And basically, it's great. You walk around Hudson and you film little clips and we go to like the lake and different locations and stores. And then the next day you edit it all together. And then also they serve lunch. And they had really good lunches last year. It's so much fun.
So yeah, we are going to do Hack the Library again this summer. It's going to be a little different. I forget the exact schedule, but it'll be more sessions. So it won't just be over the weekend. I forget what the exact dates are, but
Hello.
check in with Tracy and she'll get you all the details.
Woo.
Or other staff. It's on our flyer. I just don't have one handy right now. But yeah, this summer Hack the Library will be with Tanya Jackson, who's a local teaching artist. So look forward to making some media with her. By we, I mean you, our tween and teen listeners, because I'm not a tween or teen. I haven't been for a very long time.
They're there. They're
They're
there.
there. No,
When
I'm
you
okay. I enjoy being an adult.
were saying that, you were just like staring into space with this deep, empty, sad
Oh.
look on your
Deep
face
empty.
for a long,
It's been a while.
long
It's true. But anyway, we're just about out of time for today. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week. Lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books and bookish things. Until then,
Happy reading!
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Is there anyone home? Come on, come on down. I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, relax. I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Just like
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, we're going to be talking about some politics, Roe versus Wade, all of that, and then we're going to do a rap radar on Kendrick Lamar's newest album. Until then, stay tuned. We're going to play the news and the weather.
Massachusetts and New York. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Officials at the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation have blocked swimming access at Bish Bash Falls. Barriers now block the access point that for decades made it possible to swim at the falls, which straddles the Massachusetts and New York State border. The hiking trails are open, however. Brian Tobin, the Town of Mount Washington Select Board Chair and Acting Police Chief, said, and I quote, "It's always a dangerous place. People ignore all the signage that said no swimming. With the pandemic, the traffic got a lot worse. People were using it as a swimming hole, and that just wasn't a good idea," end quote. Tobin said the state has also built a new parking lot with limited spaces. People can also park at Taconic State Park on the New York side. Tobin says he understands how disappointing it is to those who yearn to swim at Bish Bash, but the action taken was absolutely necessary. He said, and I quote, "People always slip and fall. We don't have the resources to police it and keep people out of the water," end quote. The falls, amid the park's gorges and ravine forest, are one of the highlights of the 424-acre Bish Bash Falls State Park. In August 2018, a man died after slipping and falling into the water on a Friday evening. It took rescuers 2 days to locate his body. Three deaths in the 1960s prompted the state to patrol the park and prohibit swimming. You can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the May unemployment rate for the Hudson Valley is 2.9%, down from 4.6% in May 2021. Because of the low rate, many jobs are going unfilled and businesses continue to offer higher starting wages and sign-on bonuses. Columbia County had the lowest rate of joblessness in May at 2.4%. Delaware and Greene counties had the highest rate at 3.1%. Ulster and Dutchess counties each had 2.8% unemployment. And you can read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Kathleen Moore is reporting for the Times Union. In a letter to the Albany School District, the New York Civil Liberties Union has alleged the district applied its dress code in a discriminatory manner that may have violated the U.S. Constitution when it disciplined students who wore sports bras at a track practice. The NYCLU asked the district to change its dress code and expunge the suspensions given to 13 athletes last month. The NYCLU made the point that boys were practicing shirtless while the girls wore sports bras, but according to the students, only the girls were told to put on shirts until they complained that it was unfair. The NYCLU wrote, and I quote, "It appears that the district officials have discriminatorily enforced the dress code against the girl athletes, and particularly against black girls and other girls of color, in a manner that reinforces invidious race and sex stereotypes, potentially in violation of the 14th and 1st Amendments to the U.S. Constitution, Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, and corresponding state and local constitutional and statutory protections," end quote. In a written response, Albany School Superintendent Kawita Adams said the students were not punished for wearing sports bras, but for their, and I quote, "inappropriate behavior," end quote, after they were told to put on shirts. She said, and I quote, "None of the student athletes involved in this matter received an athletic suspension because of their attire or because they expressed disagreement with portions of our student code of conduct that referenced dress code," end quote. The NYCLU wrote the school dress code is also in the wrong, asking the district to, and I quote, revise its dress code to eliminate provisions that reflect and reinforce gender stereotypes, end quote. Changes to the district code of conduct, which includes the dress code, will be reviewed by the school board on July 7th and a vote taken on July 21st. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice week.
Early. Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, June 24th. Early morning temperatures range from 52 degrees in Hunter to 56 in Kingston. Soil temperature is a safe and comfortable 63 degrees. Some patchy fog this morning should disappear by 9 a.m. A high of 83 happens at 5 p.m. Dew points in the low 60s will make it feel a little humid, especially in the morning. Overnight temperatures fall to 59 degrees. Expect more mugginess. Saturday looks similar but even warmer, reaching 89 degrees by 4 p.m. 64 degrees overnight isn't going to stop a lot of air conditioners out there. That moisture will still be hanging in the air. Sunday is looking mostly dry. Things could change by the time it actually rolls through, but right now it looks like a hot afternoon in the low 90s and some storm activity showing up near dark. Monday will be more comfortable, although rainy all day with a high of 74. Pollen levels for today will be medium, and it will stay that way all weekend. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 12:14 a.m., then low tide at 6:58 a.m., high tide again at 12:33 p.m., and low tide once again at 6:58 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 72 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:21 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:17 a.m. Again, all of that data was for Friday, June 24th. If you're hearing this on the weekend repeat, then be advised, this is your exclusive Rip Van Winkle Bridge Sandbar Times forecast. Still experimental, but still getting better. Regardless of the vegetation seen, the soil on the sandbar will be visible on Saturday between 6 and 9 a.m. and again between 6 and 9 p.m. On Sunday, it will be visible from 6:50 a.m. to 10:10 a.m. and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Okay, looking way up, we see I was caught off guard by a power outage at Stanford University, and we are currently in a plasma stream released several days ago. Hopefully, we get the coronal hole monitoring back in good standing soon. So the wind speed is currently 426 kilometers per second at 4.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 69. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to WGXC, Catskill Clubhouse Radio, or just Clubhouse Radio, sorry about that, on 90.7 FM. And today, we're going to have a mixed show. We're going to be looking at Supreme Court's overturn, and we're going to do some politics in the first half. And the other half, we're going to be doing a rap radio on Kendrick Lamar's new album. And today, I am joined by...
DJ Ricky. What's up, man? No, made my return after... I made multiple returns. It's kind of crazy. I made, like, 4 returns after taking breaks. But, you know, I'm back. You know, I'm here. So...
Yeah. We also got... on over online in the meet... DJ Phoebs. We're not sure if he's here. He might hear. He'll come on in a little bit. We're fine, but yeah. And I'm sure, as many of you know, that Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, and now states are going to ban abortion, or at least some of them. Obviously, a lot of the, I want to say, southern states are going to go through that, going to try definitely. It. I feel like there's definitely some states that won't get affected by it. Definitely, like, the more left states, like California, I feel, probably won't. Mm. Actually, live update happened 5:55 p.m. The California governor signed a new bill protecting abortion rights. So I guess I was right there with that little suspicion. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday signed a new law strengthening abortion rights in the state following the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe versus Wade. So I think that's good. I think more states hopefully should put in laws like that. If it is up to the state, then instead of, like, obviously we should be fighting against the it being banned in general. But until then, we gotta really be pushing for it in the states to not be banned, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's definitely a step we need to take. So, on that, there's also other bills, and oh my gosh, I forgot the state. I believe it's Texas, right? Against
Texas,
certain transgender healthcare. Transgender healthcare bills. So, on top of Roe versus Wade happening, it was Alabama. Excuse me on that one. Don't want to spread misinformation here. And also, I feel like this is a great time to add that these views we're presenting are not reflective of the higher-ups at the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We are the Clubhouse. These are the Clubhouse youth views. My views on this, we got DJ Ricky's views on this, and when Phoebes is going to come, these are our views. So, yeah, I'm just going to add that. But, yeah. So, what happened was Alabama. I can't speak today, I swear. Alabama passes a bill making some, like, transgender health care a felony, which is not good. Yeah, I said Texas. That was my bad. I don't know why I said Texas. I was thinking about something else or something. But we make decisions in this body all the time that are to protect children from making arms that could permanently harm them. And that's just not true. There's so many studies just pointing towards that healthcare does not harm people. It's like taking a insulin shot away from somebody who needs it and says, "We're gonna get you off of this. Come on, we don't." It's like,
yeah.
it's going against literally what the science says because of discrimination. There's not much to say about that besides, I mean, it's just heartbreaking. Mainstream medical and mental health professors say gender-affirming care saves lives by reducing the risk of depression and suicide. Gender reassignment surgery for people under 18 is extremely rare and would take place only after years of treatment in cases where the patient's wishes are unwavering, according to medical experts. And that's in the U.S., I believe. In the U.S., I don't think it happens under 18, and even then, it's not surgery. It's only like puberty blockers and hormone replacement therapy in the U.S. They wouldn't. I know in the U.K. in some certain situations, after years of examining the case, I believe they'll do it. Or I believe it's the U.K. But yeah. Were you about to say something?
No. Oh, nah. There was just I forgot what I was about to say.
That's okay. That happens to me like every 5 seconds. My train of thought has no passengers.
It was something with what was the last thing you said on the topic?
We were talking about how surgery is extremely rare.
No, because there was this story about this girl named Jazz, and she transitioned from a guy to a. From a male to a female at a very, very young age, like, just mad young. But, actually, no, I'm wrong, because she didn't get the surgery until she was still, like 19, 20. Yeah, them on.
Well, I mean, at a certain age of 19, 20, this is such a rare case. Looking at this, like, happening, it's like the same thing as anti-vaxxers, where they say, look at this one person who got a negative side effect from a vaccine. It's literally like the same logic, saying, hey, we don't like modern healthcare because we have certain ideas. And then you look at the ideas, and then they're just...
Hey, y'all.
Oh, what's up, Phoebs? Yo, what's up, Phoebs?
Hey, I double-muted myself in some things, but I'm here. I've been listening the whole time.
I'm glad.
So
nice.
Enjoying your conversation. Y'all can carry on, but yeah.
Phoebs, I'm curious to hear, have you heard the new California, or in California, I believe it was the governor, yeah, who made a bill, or they made it so, like, they... More abortion rights. Sorry, my mind is like scattered. But governors are helping with abortion rights, and I feel like that's such an essential part, because while we're fighting to, you know, get it back in there, we're gonna have to fight against the bans in specific states.
Totally. Yeah. No. I think like that's, you know, if you're thinking about what you want your state to do, it's one, you know, put in protections in the state you live, and where I am in Vermont, it's already actually a state constitutional right. So it's really, really well protected. And then the other question is, you know, a lot of people have been talking about whether or not states are going to actually go after abortion providers criminally, which has happened in the past. So, you know, whether or not there's been bills proposed in New York State to give legal protection to doctors who provide abortions if they provide an abortion to somebody who's traveling from a state where it's illegal, right? So basically saying,
great.
Like, the state of Texas can't try to, like, sue a New York doctor for giving somebody from Texas, and, you know. But it's also nuts, you know what I mean? It's not like we had great access to, like, healthcare in the first place, and now, you know, you're talking about people leaving, like, traveling across state lines or something like that. And here's the thing. At the end of the day, the research has shown every single time that this has been restricted, that it doesn't stop abortions, it just makes them really, really unsafe. Like, you end up with a lot more people dying.
Just
talking about both these issues you've brought up, I think, are really related to the right to you to choose what you want to do with your own body, right? Bodily freedom from other people's ideas of what's right for your body. So they're related in that way, for sure.
Yeah, those are just, like, I feel like some of the most major things. Just, if there's anything else, I would love to go over it, but with just those two things, it's just, like, disappointing. Mm-hmm. We gotta keep on fighting for our rights. I mean, nobody said it's gonna be easy. They just said it's most likely gonna be worth it. Who said that again? Some smart guy said that. Not me. But I trust smart people. I'm not one of those. I'm like halfway there, kind of. Well, we're getting there.
You know, I think picking up on Lincoln's point, too, about, like, you know, the person you were talking about, like, who transitioned really early, you know, like, this is the thing, like, a lot of trans people talk about the importance of being able to transition early, and there's a lot of different paths that can take, but, you know, there is a point in time, especially for trans women, if you don't have the opportunity to do hormone replacement therapy or do these other sorts of things, that, you know, like, it's much harder to, you know, reduce muscles to mass or, like, have, like, a higher voice. Like, once your throat grows in fully, like, it's grown in fully, it's, you know, it can be easier in some ways for trans men to do that later in life. But, like, it's really, in some ways, it can, for trans women in particular, but honestly for all trans people, it can really impact their ability to be themselves for their whole lives by doing these restrictions. And this idea of, like, I mean, I guess this is the thing I'm curious from both of your views. This is all being couched under the terms of, like, protecting vulnerable children, protecting vulnerable young people who don't know what's best for themselves.
Yeah, that's just
I'm curious both of your thoughts about that, you know, and, like, politics that are kind of trying to take agency away from y'all.
I would love to address one of the most common strumming I see is that transitioning is dangerous. Most of the time, like, 90-95% of the cases, a child's transition is just social. like, they just change their name, they change their pronouns, mm-hmm. and they change their gender roles. It's most, like, the overwhelming majority of children's gender transition is social. And there is definitely a part of it. I'm not trying to underplay the surgery part. That's extremely important. But, like, what's the harm in just going by a different name?
Just
like, they're not even controlling your body. They're controlling, like, what you can and what others can't even refer to you as.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wild.
I agree. I feel like they shouldn't. I just feel like they shouldn't, you know, shouldn't have the power to even be able to do that.
Like, yeah,
they just
like,
took away a human right from anybody. This shouldn't be something you can do.
But yeah, it's like, it's so, yeah, disappointing, really. Mm-hmm. I'm almost speechless now. But with that out of the way, we wanted to leave some of the politics behind. We're leaving, actually, most of the politics, all of it behind, right? We're going to leave that in the dust. We're going to do the Rap Radar on Kendrick Lamar. His new album is actually, like, insane. We were just listening to it, just a little bit of it, mm-hmm. beforehand, just to be prepared. And we're surprised by it. Like, it goes hard.
Mm-hmm.
Phoebes is the one who recommended it, too, by the way. Just shout out to him.
Shout out Phoebes.
So,
mm-hmm.
we're going to play...
He's a legend, but
the first
he goes
song.
Deep on this one. Definitely.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Phoebes. But,
No, you're okay. I'm saying if you want a topical song off that album,
yeah.
you know, you can do Anti-Diaries. So, you know.
Which one? Okay, got it. So that's the perfect... We're going to play this song, and then after that, we're going to be playing the news update, and then we'll be back with the Rap Radar. We're going to give our opinions on it, and we're going to have a nice, chill, lighthearted other half of the show. Because it was a little bit heavy for the first half. I hope you guys stay tuned and have a great time.
This is how we conceptualize human beings.
Monty is a man now. I think I'm old enough to understand now. Drinking Parmesan with her hat turned backwards. Motorola Pager, off-white guest jacket. Blue Air Maxes, gold chains and curl kits. 93 Nissan wax job, the earliest. Big social, big personality, vocal. Played the underground verbatim and stayed local. Monty is a man now. I watch a man, this girl hold their hands down. Tipping the avenues under streetlights made his. Thinking I want me a bad when I get big. They hug on the corner like California came cold. Hand all of a skirt, cars whistling down the road. See, my auntie is a man now. Slight bravado. Scratching the likes from Lotto. Hoping that she pull up tomorrow so I can hang out in the front seat. 6x9s keeping the music up under me. My auntie is a man now. Ask my mama why my uncles don't like him that much. And at the parties, why they always want to fight him that much. She said, ain't no telling. I've always been jealous because he had more women. More money and more attention made more envy. Calling him anything but broke was less offending. My auntie is a man now. I think I'm old enough to understand now. Drinking Parmesan with her hat turned backwards. Back when it was comedic relief to say, we ain't know no better. Elementary kids with no filter. However, my auntie became a man and I took pride in it. She wasn't gay, she ate. That was the difference. That's what I told my friends in second grade. She picking me up from school, they stare at her in the face. They couldn't comprehend what I grew accustomed. We pull off bumping quick like it was nothing. My auntie is a man now, what a relationship. I grew up fast, I needed no one to babysit. He gave me some cash, then gave me some game. Sherry freshened on the dash, I never complained. She even cut my hair at the pad, was loving my fade. The first person I seen write a rap. That's when my life had changed. House full of demos, smoke stuck on the window. Cameras on the microphone, all women and men know. My auntie was a man now, we cool with it. The history had trickled down and made us ignorant. My favorite cousin said he's returning the favor and following my auntie with the same behavior. Demetrius is Marianne now. He's more confident to live his plan now. But the family in disbelief this time, convincing themselves he ain't living discreet, he's fine. They said they never seen it in him, but I seen it. The Barbie dolls played off reflection of Venus. He built a wall so tall you couldn't climb over. He didn't laugh as hard when the kids start joking. We ain't know no better. Middle middle school kids with no filter. However, I had to be very mindful of my good cousin. I knew exactly who he was, but I still loved him. Demetrius is Marianne now. I mean, he's really Marianne. Even took things further, changed his gender before Bruce Jenner was certain. Living his truth, even if it meant see a surgeon. We didn't talk for a while. He seemed more distant, wasn't comfortable around me. Everything was offensive, but I recall we both had a sixth sense of humor made raw. But time changes all. Demetrius is Marianne now. Remember church Easter Sunday. I sat in the pew, you had stronger faith, more spiritual and enthused with living life straight. Which I found ironic because the pastor didn't see him the same. He said my cousin was going through some things. He promised the world we living in was an act on abomination, and Demetrius was to blame. I knew you was conflicted by the feelings of preacher man, wondering if God still call you a decent man. Still you found the courage to be subservient just to anoint, until he singled you out to prove his point, saying Demetrius is Marianne now. Church, his auntie is a man now. It hurt you the most, cause your belief was close to his words, forcing me to stand out. I said, Mr. Preacher Man, should we love thy neighbor? The laws of the land of the heart, what's greater? I recognize the studies she was taught since birth, but that don't justify the feelings that my cousin preserved. The building was thinking out loud, bad angel. That's when you looked at me and smiled, said thank you. The day I chose humanity over religion, the family got closer, it was all forgiven. I said, them F-bombs, I ain't know any better. Mistakenly, I ain't think that you know any different. See, I was taught words was nothing more than a sound, if ever they was pronounced without any intentions. The very second you challenged the that was kicking, reminded me about a show I did out the city. That time I brought a fan on stage to rap, but disapproved a word that she couldn't say with me. You said, Kendrick, ain't no room for contradiction. To truly understand love, switch position. We can say it together, but only if you...
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC. So that was Kendrick Lamar, Anti-Diaries. I thought that was a great song. And thankfully, I said mostly leaving the politics behind. So some plausible deniability there. Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie. When it comes to music and like actually understanding the lyrics, without looking at the lyrics, it's a little difficult to see. But... Did you pick up an important message in that song?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like the most important message I got is just, like, be accepting. He was accepting. His family got closer. It mm-hmm. just shows if, as long as you support somebody, they'll support you back and you'll grow. And at the end of the day, it's sad that it's, like, trans, quote-unquote, trans ideology is even politics to begin with. We're just... people living our lives. They're valid. It's no argument about it. So I just wanted to say that. And now the politics are behind us.
Yes. Now.
Now. So that song was still fire, though. Like, even with heavy-hitting subjects, his flow is great.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, you're not going to get away from politics with Kendrick, but you're going to get a very different perspective. Right, it's gonna be right. Like grounded,
a real perspective.
Like,
that's for sure.
Like, even has lines about how, like, I like, you know, like he's like, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to remember the lyric he had that was on family ties. Right, he's like I'm sick of all of these overnight activists. Right, he's not like politics in your face, like trying to be political like that. But like, he's talking about real stuff.
Yeah.
And the personal is political, right? At some point, right? But that he wasn't talking about like trans politics, right? But he was telling what I think is a really important narrative, which is like, yo, there's trans people in my family and they're dope, and like mm-hmm. we accept them. And like, yo, you heard some bigoted stuff at the church, like stand up for your people. And I think that was what's so powerful about this song, right? Like, just that ending. Where I said, Mr. Preacher Man, should we love thy neighbor? The laws of the land are the heart, what's greater? I recognize the study she was taught since birth, but that don't justify the feelings that my cousin preserved. The building was thinking out loud, bad at you. The day I chose humanity over religion, the family got closer, it was all forgiven. It's just that I'm like, Everyone can just like hold on to that truth, we could get somewhere. And it makes such a difference when there's other people out in the world who are like making fun of transgender experience or like belittling it. And like Kendrick took the time with his platform to say, I'm going to make a statement that like, this is where I stand on these issues, because he's influential, you know, and that's going to like actually change people's lives. So anyway, you're going to get more politics, but like, we're going to talk about the music and not so much about the politics. It's all good. All right. I'm going to let y'all take over then.
With the music, one thing he said is he chose it over religion, but I just, something that a lot of people get up and they use the Bible to defend against transgender people. And it's like, nothing in the Bible says that. Because trans men are men, trans women are women. Like, so that goes, and then it says women should do this. It gives them the gender roles. Okay, they're still part of the gender they are, you know? But, yeah. But I'm going to play the first song of the album, United in Grief. Well, that's the first one on our playlist. And this one hit hard, just saying.
Oh, yes, definitely. This one.
The other one, I would give a solid, like, 7 out of 10. Like, even his mid stuff, I would call that mid for him, because most of his stuff is like a good 8. Like, he's Kendrick gives him some fire stuff, you know.
See,
senor. This is United in Grief by Kendrick Lamar.
Tell them the truth.
I hope you find some paradise.
Tell them the truth. Tell them you're.
I've been going through something. 1,855 days. I've been going through something. Be afraid.
What is a b- in a miniskirt? A man in his feelings with bitter nerve. What is a woman that really hurt? A demon, you're better off killing her. What is a relative? Make a repetitive narrative on how you did it first. That is a predator in reverse. All of your presidents, you with thirst. What is a neighborhood reputable? That is a snitch on a pedestal. What is a house with a better view? A family broken in variables. What is a rapper with jewelry? A way that I show my maturity. What if I call on security? That mean I'm calling on guidance for purity. I wanna get me a therapist. I can debate on my demons and sharing it. Whoa. Consolidate all my comparisons. Humble enough because time was imperative. Whoa. Started to feel like it's only one answer to everything. I don't know where it is. Whoa. Popping a bottle with Claritin. Whoa. Is it my head or my arrogance? Whoa. Shaking and moving like, what am I doing? I'm flipping my time through the Rolodex. Indulging myself in my life and my music. The world that I'm in is a total sect. The world that we're in is just menacing. The demons portray the religionists. I wake in the morning, another appointment. I hope the psychologist listening. The new Mercedes with black G-Wagon away from. It was all for rap. I was 28 years young, 20 million in tax. Bought a couple of mansions, chefs for practice. 500 in jewelry, chain was magic. Never had it in public, late reaction. 50K to cousins, post the caption. Pray none of my enemies hold me captive. I grieve different. Chicago, North America tour, my eye closed. B-5-4-5, she was a motto. Dedicated to the songs I wrote in the Bible. Eyes like green, penetrating the moonlight. Hair done in a bun, energy in the room like Big Bang for theory. God, hoping you hear me. Phone out the ring to tell the world I'm busy. Fair enough. Green eyes that her mother didn't care enough. Sympathize when her daddy in the chain gang. Her first brother got killed, he was 21. I was 9 when they put Lamont in the grave. Heartbroken, when I stayed to say goodbye. Chad left his body after we FaceTime. Green eyes said you'd be okay. First tour, sex to pain away. I dream different. G-Wagon away from, it was all for rap. I was 28 years young, 20 million in tax. Bought a couple of mansions, chef for practice. 500 in jewelry, chain was magic. Never had it in public, late reaction. 50K to cousins, post the caption. Pray none of my enemies hold me captive. So what? Paralyzed, the county building controlled us. I bought a Rolex watch, I only wore it once. I bought affinity pools I never swam in. I watched Keen by 4 cars in 4 months. You know the family dynamics on repeat. The insecurities locked down on PC. I bought a 223, nobody peace treat. You won't do me, I smell TNT. They got on my porch, so I got me a Porsche. Paid lottery for it, I ain't wanted it portions. Poverty was the case, but the money wiping the tears away. I grieve different. I grieve different.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC. We're going to go right into the news update, but before that, there's something I wanted. We just didn't want this song to be left in the dust because it's fire. Like, I think that's one of my favorites. The flow, it just doesn't stop. The one thing I got to say that he does that's amazing is, like, the changes. The way he just changes and then just goes with it. It's wild. I want
to... I don't, like... That's something that... It's not easy to do.
Oh, no. Not at all.
That takes some real talent.
You gotta be, like, quick thinking on your feet. What would you rate that out of 10?
Give that 9.3.
Honestly, I'd give that a 9. That's up there. Like, the flow, everything about it is good. Maybe... I'll say 8. This is, if I had any problem with his music at all, which it's pretty tough, like, even then it's, are we even sure I have a problem with it? The choruses, they can be mid sometimes, but like I said, mid for him is still like a 7 out of 10. It's still fire at the end of the day. There was one song on here where the chorus hit hard. We're going to play that one song right after we get back with the news update on Clubhouse Radio 90.7 WGXC.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that there is another proposal for a commercial solar farm in Greene County, this one in the town of Greenville, this time on the Freehold Flats. Stella Solar, LLC of Denver, Colorado, under the name of East Durham Solar, LLC, on May 25th, asked for a special use permit and site plan approval application to the Town of Greenville Planning Board for a solar farm at 9139 State Route 32. The company wants to generate 493.8 kilowatts on about 6 acres of a 40-acre parcel on the west side of State Route 32, along the Catskill Creek. The application states, and I quote, "The PV panels proposed for this project are single-axis tracking. Panels containing cadmium telluride will not be used for this project. The racking system, generally composed of aluminum, will be pile-driven into the ground surface. The solar panels will be directly interconnected to provide energy to the local electric distribution grid via an overhead electrical service. Prior to utility interconnection, direct current, DC, electrical power generated by the solar panels will be transformed to AC power and modified as necessary to connect to the local electrical supply. The project will also include an equipment pad, a gravel access road, a vegetative soil cover, and it will be surrounded by an 8-foot agricultural security fence with wood posts," end quote. The Greenville Planning Board meets the first Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Steve Barnes is reporting for the Times Union that after 38 years in New Lebanon, the Theater Barn has suspended the current season as audiences aren't attending shows in the same numbers as before the pandemic, according to Alan Phelps, whose parents founded the company. Phelps said, and I quote, "It's not so much a money issue as it is people just not coming out," end quote. In 2019, the Theater Barn had 110 subscribers, but this year just 36. The Theater Barn, at 654 Route 20, opened this season with the David Mamet play, Boston Marriage, and is showing Fiddler's Three by Agatha Christie through July. Four other shows scheduled for this summer are now on hold. Phelps predicted the Theater Barn will be back, end quote. He added, and I quote, "This isn't just about the Theater Barn. Smaller theaters all over are having the same problem. Sometimes 10 to 12 people in the audience when it used to be full," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that the town of Catskill is getting a $10.2 million in long-term interest-free financing to improve its water quality. The money from the State Environmental Facilities Corporation will go to plan, design, and construct a wastewater collection and conveyance system for the newly formed Leeds and Jefferson Heights Sewer District. Plus, it will also pay for installing mechanical screening at the village-owned wastewater treatment plant. A $3.15 million grant was previously authorized for the project. Residents in Catskill often report brown water, and water main breaks have also plagued the town. It is unclear whether this loan and grant will address those problems. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I have one little question. Did you notice how Philip Grant kind of sounded like a robot?
Yes, he sounded very strange in that. I don't know.
Well, beep, boop, my brother. He still performed the news very well. Like I said, his voice is very relaxing. Like, it's just so soothing. You know?
Yeah, I mean...
Even when he's a robot, he's got that soothing voice.
When I first heard his voice, I thought he was a robot. Like, I thought he was like a robot voice. Like, he actually was a
like a
Siri kinda. But
it's a conspiracy. He actually is. See, Philip Grant isn't actually a real person, but we don't want you to know that. But that aside, that whole conspiracy, please don't tell anybody. Yeah. If this gets out, we're done. We're done in. We're not supposed to tell anybody that. But that aside, we're going to go into the next song. This one is called Father Time. And obviously, it's by Kendrick Lamar. But in case you're new, in case you're tuning in, welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM Clubhouse Radio. And we're going to play this song, Kendrick Lamar, Father Time. Oh, sorry. Actually, that is the wrong song. I meant to play Rich Spirit. Here we go.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for, cause you ain't never been cool, writing testament, painting pictures, put me in the Louvre, that's a definite universal shift, I'm in the groove, a celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool, I'm a good man, shake your hand, firm grip rule, 72 wins, lost 10, balling with the flu, more than 2 M's, for sure, but add another 2, little man, the big man's the GT, down and flipping the kickstand, broke phone, trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Morality can wait, feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face as my thoughts grow sickly. I'm running out of space, ask when is she okay? Never mind a 100K, why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave, I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get it. The weight, the aloof Buddha, I'm Christ with a shooter. Praise to Muhammad, I might lose you. AP, Michael Friedman, my friend's cooler. Primary soda resale, face stupid. I would never love my life on a computer. IG, I get you life for it, chikabuya. More power to ya. Love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the... And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege. But I didn't lose sleep cause I got the spirit. Hey, bitch, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. I'm attractive. Brother, real bad brother. We just up the score. Give me that, brother. Spirit medium, I'm rap, brother.
We headed there, no, are you strapped, brother? Hey, peacemaker, but I'm not naive, brother. Hey, gotta watch your homies and police, brother. Hey, cloud chasing, hell of a disease, brother. I'm fasting, 4 days out the week, brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you not lagging when you off the meds. I pray to God she know them Cabo trips don't last forever. Bitch, you argue with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth and how pursuit, 200 lives. This broke phone, trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong.